When a group of revolutionaries ousted the Shah of Iran in 1979, they established the first modern state governed by Muslim clerics. In its early years, the Islamic Republic of Iran was an inspiration for millions of Muslims worldwide. But nearly a quarter century after the Islamic Revolution, many Iranians say they're having second thoughts about theocratic rule. Kate Seeley visited Tehran and sent this report.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Friday prayers at Tehran University. Thousands of mainly middle-aged men fill a large hall here. In a separate section, women congregate in their black chadors. But largely absent from this crowd are young people who make up the vast majority of Iran's population. Instead, it seems as though every young person in the city has gathered in northern Tehran for a hike up the Elbors Mountains. On this Friday, an endless stream of boys and girls trek up a footpath to picnic on the mountain range or sip tea in restaurants along the way. A 21-year-old computer technician who wouldn't give his name says he stopped going to the mosque a long time ago. He says he prefers to be outdoors. 22-year-old college student Sanaz Taherian says she worships in her own way. Islam should come from the heart, she says. It should not be imposed. But here in Iran, Islam is the rule. Women are required to cover their hair and dress modestly. Socializing between unmarried couples is forbidden. And in a court of law, a woman's testimony is given half the weight of a man's. A 27-year-old teacher who asked to remain anonymous says the clerics, or mullahs as they're known, are exploiting religion to stay in power.
I believe that mullahs are not religious at all. They're just using it as a kind of device for putting us under their yoke.
In hope of change, millions of young people helped elect pro-reform president Mohammad Khatami twice. He promised more social freedoms and democracy. But in Iran, ultimate power still lies with a group of unelected clerics and a supreme religious leader who rules by divine mandate. Together, they've blocked most reform efforts. The teacher says young people's resentment of clerical rule has led them to reject religion as well.
There are people who don't believe in God. They think that because mullahs are ruling over them and they are talking about God, they are talking about being good. So being good is bad.
Publisher Hamid Reza Jalepour regrets this development. As a young man, he believed in the idea of a free, just, and prosperous Islamic society. Now a reformist, he still embraces Islam, but has doubts about clerical rule.
I remember when I was a student before revolution, we had a lot of dream about Islamic revolution, about Islamic Republic of Iran. After 25 years, we have seen the consequences of this. The consequences of this is not good.
Jalepour says human and women's rights have been trampled in the name of Islam. The unchecked power of the clergy, he adds, has led to corruption. His disillusionment is shared by other intellectuals here and even some clerics. They've questioned the legitimacy of a supreme religious leader and called for a more modern interpretation of Islam. Jalepour says it's time to separate mosque and state.
If you mix a state institution with religious institution, according to this system, you can ignore many rights of citizens.
But challenging theocratic rule can lead to prison time and worse. Last year, a history professor was sentenced to death for urging Muslims not to blindly follow religious leaders. Mohammed Haidari is a student member of the Basij, a volunteer paramilitary organization established to protect the Islamic State. In the past, the Basij has violently suppressed opponents of clerical rule. The basis of the Islamic Revolution, he says, is the marriage of religion and politics. If they were ever separated, it would be the death of our Islamic values, and we can't imagine such a thing. But one Iranian analyst said recently that if a referendum were held tomorrow, the vast majority of people would choose a secular, democratic state. And reformists like Jalepour say they're confident Iran is headed in that direction. Kate Seeley, NPR News.